Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Eric Zorn in the Tribune a long time ago got pulled over by a cop, and when Eric got out of his car to see what the problem was, the cop over the speaker said, "Get back in the car," and then wrote about what you do and don't do when you're pulled over and what your rights are. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks. Yeah, that was 40 years ago. I just want to be clear that I'm not that dumb anymore.
Here's an interesting thing. I think I know to keep my hands at 10 and 2, not get out of the car. If it's night, I should turn on the dome light, right?
That's what they advise you. Yeah, just if it's nighttime, just flick on the dome light so the officer can see your hands. I mean, you got to remember that these traffic stops. There was an officer in Oak Park recently who was shot by a motorist that he pulled over. And, of course, there are all these other incidents we've read about where the cops will shoot because they're afraid, or they may overreact to a perceived threat. And so the best thing to do is to sit quietly with your hands at 10 and 2, get the dome light on if it's night, and wait for the officer to tell you what to do, and then tell the officer what you're doing while you're doing it. You have to provide your license and registration, but if you're going to get it, don't lunge for the glove box while the cop is still approaching the car. He or she might think you've got a gun. I mean, it's one of these situations where everybody's on edge.
Well,
everybody's on edge.
You also said don't make a phone call.
Absolutely don't make a phone call, because we had an incident, I forget how long ago it was, in Chicago, where a woman was pulled over by cops, and she grabbed a phone call and picked up her phone, and the officer thought that she had a gun. There was a metal object in her hand or what looked like a gun, so he shot her. It's just one of those things where you can wait just a few minutes. Tell the officer what you're doing. This is something that is being in 2016. Illinois finally passed a law that required driver's ed classes to teach this. I never was taught that.
No, me neither.
I had the driver's ed years ago, and they never said a word about what to do when a cop pulls you, which is why I made that mistake the first time. But I got chewed out by the cop.
Right.
That this is sort of common sense. There's a law that was passed in 2016. There's a new law going through that's going to require that for all driver's ed classes for adults. Also, so
you also wrote, here are your rights, though. You said you have the right not to answer questions about where you're going, where you live, your immigration status. I think the cop will often say, where are you going? What are you doing tonight? You do not have to answer that question, correct?
You do not have to answer that question, yes.
If you're trying to catch a break, you might, but you don't have to. You wrote the right to deny consent to search of your person or vehicle. They want to search you or your vehicle, you can tell them no?
You can tell them no. They can go ahead and search you if they have what they consider to be probable cause. It would be something that would be litigated in court. If you give them consent, they don't need probable cause. They can just search whatever they want. So you have that right. And I think it's important for people to remember their rights as well as their responsibilities during a traffic stop.
You have the right to learn the officer's name and badge number. It's right there. But if you don't see it, or if you can't see it, then say, hey, I need to know that. And he has to provide that. And you said you have the right to refuse to take a blood, urine, or breath test if you're suspected of DUI. I think we knew that. But the question is that a good idea, right?
Apparently, if you're drunk, it is a good idea, according to DUI lawyers. But
yeah,
you don't have to take that test. And again, you're going to get your license suspended for a year if you do refuse to take the test. There's a law called implied consent, that when you get behind the wheel, you have implicitly given your consent to have that test taken. But I think it's a really good development that we're focusing on this again, because traffic stops are the source of friction and violence sometimes between motorists and police officers. And sometimes both parties are a little bit at fault.
I think you should do what I did. Cut out the article in today's Tribune, or print it if you don't have the paper edition, and share it with your kids and pay attention to this. I'm out of time. Let's do another Mincing Rascals next week, Eric Zorn.
I'll look forward to it, John. Talk to you soon. That's